There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to the second hour of the Power Hour. I am so excited today. One of the folks I like listening to more than anyone else, right up there with Hagman and Hagman, basically is on next. His name is Dave Hodges. Let me read you a little bit about his bio. Dave Hodges has been broadcasting on the Republic Broadcasting Network since 2008. He brings a diverse professional background to RBN as he's an established award-winning psychology, statistics, and research professor, as he teaches college and university classes at both the undergraduate and the graduate level. He's an established author, and his articles are published on many major websites, including Steve Quayle, Jeff Rentz, Lou Rockwell, the SGT Report, Active Post, Zero Hedge. This list goes on and on and on. Now, here's a very interesting article that Dave just wrote that I just read. It says, the New York Federal Reserve has signaled the end of the dollar is near. And basically, starts off with, ultimately, this article is written for individuals who are naive enough to believe that 2015 will look and feel like 2014, and the banksters have positioned world events, both militarily and economically, to make 2015 a pivotal year in world history. And if it's okay with you, Dave, good morning. I'm Ted Brewer. I'd like to go ahead and have you start off talking about this article that you had written.
Yeah, good morning. Hey, let me just make one small correction. I'm no longer with RBN.
Okay.
I've essentially started my own network.
Okay.
And I'll have there are listing directions on past articles that are up there on the net. We kicked off our new network this last Sunday, and I think it's going to broaden my reach. I'll get a bigger audience. And, no secret, RBN is going through some real distressing times, and I just felt that this was the right time to make the move. But anyway, as far as the article goes, everything is lining up for an economic collapse. If you go back to March and April of 2013, Goldman Sachs started shorting gold sales, and they instructed their brokers to get their investors to sell gold at the existing price. Then they proceeded to drive the price of gold down so the elite could buy up the gold. And now they've basically released gold from the various globalist institutions like the World Bank, and they're releasing it to European countries that were livid that they had their gold withheld. Germany, Denmark, countries like this were owed this money by the New York Fed, by the World Bank, and now that gold's being released, and I see that as a signal that the elite feel, okay, they've got enough gold in place, so when the dollar collapses, they'll have everything in place that they need to engage in their preferred medium of exchange. It won't be the dollar, it'll be gold. And I also look for Roosevelt-type legislation to be passed in the upcoming months, which will outlaw the private holdings of gold, just like Franklin Roosevelt did during the Depression, because if I have gold and you don't, and you have worthless currency, I am in a position of economic dominance over you, and that's what globalists are seeking to do. And there's a couple more points to make alongside this. The Federal Reserve had a companion program where they were buying up $40 billion, that's what it'd be, $40 billion of mortgage-backed securities since 2012. Now, they have just ceased the practice. And what is your other hard asset after an economic collapse? Well, it would be real estate. And it would be the buildings like homes and the offices, shopping malls that are part of that real estate. And the Federal Reserve was buying up economically distressed properties. And this is also what's behind the MERS mortgage fraud. And I have an announcement for your listening audience. If they have not seen this, the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals in Illinois ruled just this morning on January 6th that these MERS mortgage with the upholdable in court.
Okay, Dave, I need to get to you a favor. Dave, we're coming up to a break right now,
okay.
And we've got a real bad signal with you on your line, and so we're going to need to call you right back. I'll have Scott call you right back because I couldn't hear. You made an announcement that just happened, and you broke up from the Federal Court of Appeals.
Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome to the worldwide transmission of the Power Hour. I'm Ted Brewer, your host for this morning's show. Give us a call for Dave Hodges, 855-995-6923. That's 855-995-6923. We're going to be going to callers at the bottom of the hour. Dave, I apologize. I couldn't hear what you said. You had me on the edge of my seat, and you said a new ruling just came forth this morning, something about the banking and the real estate. Could you please repeat that?
Yes, this morning in the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals in Illinois, they ruled that MERS mortgages are legally binding. And that means that the court has given tantamount acceptance to fraud. It has a legal practice because we know that the MERS mortgagees have used robo-signers signing names, not their own. And the way that they get you on this is you buy a home and Wells Fargo is the title holder. And then they sell it to Mortgage Company 1, who sells it to Mortgage Company 2. And then pretty soon you're on your about your 25th title company, and it's hard to follow that chain of custody about who you really pay your mortgage to. And here's what's happened to a lot of Americans, millions of Americans, including some of my coworkers, is they're paying mortgage to the wrong company. Well, that doesn't matter in the eyes of the law. Now, according to this ruling, whoever says they hold your title can take you into court and repossess your home. And so this is all part of the scheme that being enacted by the globalists, where they're trying to get all the hard assets that will be of value after the economic collapse of the dollar.
You know what's interesting about that, Dave? I've got a friend of mine. His name is Ken, and he owned a bunch of apartments. And he got caught up in this mortgage got transferred. So finally he said, look, I don't even know who owns the paper on these houses anymore. I need to know who we are and who am I need to pay this to. So he actually went in with a forensic audit, cost him like $6,000 per property that he had. They went and did a complete chain of title on the forensic audit to try to figure out who owned it, showing that all these things had been robo-signed and none of this stuff was legitimate. And the judge ruled in favor of MERS against him, even though he had a forensic audit to prove that the people who claimed ownership of the property did not own it. There is no rule of law when it comes to this. You're absolutely right, Dave.
Well, there's no rule of law in this country at all anymore. I mean, the rule of law exists to keep people like you and I in line.
That's right.
In terms of the elite, they do whatever they want, whenever they want.
No, you're absolutely right. Let's go ahead and go back to this article that you had written on the New York Federal Reserve has signaled the end of the dollar. Now, you're saying they're buying up assets just like they did in right after World War I and the Weimar Republic, in which the Federal Reserve, then basically owned still by the same Rothschild banking cartel in Germany, came in and started buying up all the blue chip stocks, all the precious metals, basically kept themselves ahead of the inflation curve with the printing of money. And at the end of the Weimar Republic, they basically owned everything. So this is just a repeat performance, or is it even worse than it was in 1920?
Well, I think it's worse because the currencies of the world, in most instances, did not collapse. So we're looking here, we're going to have a dollar collapse. And, you know, people scoff when I say this, but let me just throw out three figures. $18 trillion deficit, that's the good news. That's the best news there is. We have $240 trillion of unfunded liabilities, such as Medicare and Social Security. And please don't get mad at me, older people, because I do think you deserve it. You had a contract with the government. It needs to be enforced. And then we have the derivatives debt, which is $1.5 quadrillion. Now, the liberals in Obama's camp will say, well, the derivatives debt's only $800 trillion. Okay, let's take their figure, $800 trillion. The entire value of the planet, the GDP of the planet Earth, is $69 trillion. So we're looking at a derivatives debt that's anywhere between 12 and 20 times greater than the entire value of the planet. In which century will our children's 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 grandchildren ever pay this off? We are headed towards a collapse. There's no mistake about it.
Dave, tell the folks, the listeners today, how they can hear your show. If you're not on the Republican Broadcast Network anymore, I want you to tell them how they can find you, because I want them to start listening to your broadcast.
Well, they can go to my website, and I have a Listen to Dave button in the upper right-hand corner, and my show's on Sunday evenings from 9 p.m. Central to midnight. And I also have included a past article. If you just go down and go back to about the past 10 or 12 articles, you'll find the announcement of the creation of my new network. There's many ways to listen. We have a listen by phone. We have a listen by real audio. We have basically five different listening streams that people can access, and that's all on the website, and I'll republish it again this morning.
Now, Dave, what is the name of your website?
My website is thecommonsenseshow.com.
Okay, everybody, that's thecommonsenseshow.com with Dave Hodges. I want everybody to go to that website and start listening to his broadcast. The man is absolutely brilliant. He's out here telling you guys the truth, and everybody needs to listen to him. I already have a full bank of phone calls, Dave, but apparently everybody loves you. You wrote another article here that I pulled up on January the 4th, and it said the American bank bail-ins are beginning. Tell me what that means and what it means to the listening audience today.
Well, let's go back to November 10th. Janet Yellen, members of the FDIC that is supposedly insuring our bank accounts, went to London with the top banking officials there, and they rehearsed how to respond to a widespread catastrophic banking failure. 6 days later, on November 16th, the G20 passed a resolution which commanded its member nations to go back home and pass legislation that would declare your bank account not to be consisting of money. And the effect of that is that if you don't have money in the bank, if it belongs to the bank, which it does, then they put the derivatives to the head of the class in terms of being insured, which means that the derivatives people will be paid out when they have catastrophic loss. For example, the FDIC insured Bank of America for $75 trillion of their derivatives debt, and a similar amount with Wells Fargo and Citibank. So you will never see a dime when the bank falters. And to add, you know, insult to injury, this is even worse. I did some research on the FDIC's financial solvency, and it's not very good. They only have 1.4% of the needed money to cover a catastrophic bank loss across this country. 1.4%. And you, the American account holder, are in last place for compensation.
That's unbelievable that it's that bad. I had no idea. I thought it would be like more like 40 or 50%. I had no idea it was 1.4%, which is basically they've got a little over a penny of money out of every dollar that they're going to be able to pay back out, and we're the last people to be getting it, the American
population. But we won't see it.
Dave, how did we get ourselves into this? Is it because of the Rothschild banking cartel and the passing of the resolution for the Federal Reserve Act of 1913? Is that how they've enslaved us over the past 100 years?
Well, Jed, everything I've said so far, I can document 9 times Sunday. Now we have to get into where I think this is headed in my operating hypothesis. As I look at these dots that are on the board now, they're starting to form a pretty clear picture. It's not just the United States whose economy is going to collapse. All the central banks in the world have taken on the derivatives debt. That means, therefore, all the economies of the world, except for third world countries that don't do much banking, they're all going to collapse. And what happens when you have desperate economic times? You get war. And what do you get when you have war, especially the kind of war we can wage today? You get massive depopulation. So the globalists have said in their own writings, in their own quotes, that they want to depopulate the planet by 90%. They want a new world order where they only have one government, one economic structure that they control. That's where I think this is headed. And I'll give you the scenario that I think is going to come down here. We're not just going to see the collapse of the dollar. It's already happening. We could buy 2 cents of what we used to buy on a dollar from 100 years ago at the creation of the Federal Reserve, but it's more dire than that today. What we're looking at today is we're not going to see a massive collapse happen over time. It's going to be instant, and I believe they're going to create a false flag event so the people won't immediately riot. They'll think it's, oh, those darn terrorists doing it to us again, and it'll be a cyber attack. And I think the Sony event with the movie, the interview, you know, was kind of a salvo. That just this insidious condition that, hey, we can be hacked, and it could take down the banks, and you people need to watch out. So when it does happen, the people are going to say, okay, the government will take care of us. We have FDIC insurance. We'll get our money back. Everything will be okay. And then someday you go to the bank, you have 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, and you still can't get your money. That's going to be a problem.
When do you think it's going to happen, Dave? Or is it imminent?
You know, I come from a schematic of being nonviolent. But if you look at history, we're headed for a civil war. There will be martial law.
Mike Savage wrote that book, The Coming Civil War.
We will have a civil war in this country prior to World War III.
Now, who will the civil war be against? Will it be against the American people, against the government, or will it be against the minority groups? I mean, what's going to happen? How's that going to percolate?
To really answer that question effectively, I've got to go back to Benghazi. We know for a fact now that Admiral Gayet, Carrier Task Force 3 commander, and the head of AFRICOM at the time, General Hamm, conspired together to rescue Ambassador Stevens and his security team, but they were arrested by their executive officers, unknown to them, that were CIA operatives. And what they had planned to do was to create a coup. And the coup was to get Stevens, and Stevens, realizing he'd been betrayed by the administration and set up for murder, to cover up his tracks of child sex trafficking and drug trafficking, to raise funds to give arms to Al-Qaeda. They were going to trot him out, give him immunity, and force the Obama administration into hibernation. And that plot was stopped. The military wants Obama out, as evidenced by the fact he's fired over 260 senior command officers. The military would have launched a coup yesterday if they had the support of the people. This is what my military sources tell me. The people right now are just too dumbed down, too passive to step forward and support a military coup. Now, when things get desperate enough, that's when I think you'll see the American military bifurcate from the government, a good portion of it, and they will side with the people. And who will they be fighting? Well, the forces of DHS and that civilian security force that Obama said, like Blackwater, now called academia, and the foreign troops, the 360,000 foreign troops that trained on our soil a year and a half ago. We have Russians and Chinese actively in our country now, and I've documented this in several different articles on my website with pictures and videos of foreign troops.
Okay, Dave, we're going to break, Dave. We'll be right back with this riveting, riveting interview with Dave Hodges.
We've all
heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-221-9896. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-221-9896. That's 1-800-221-9896. Call 1-800-221-9896.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Welcome back to the second hour of the Power Hour. I'm Ted Brewer, your host for today's program. Absolutely being just riveted to the doggone telephone to listen to Dave Hodges this morning. I mean, he has said so much in the last few minutes, and one comment that he made strikes me particularly, and that's the dumbing down of America, how we've been so dumbed down. And I talked to Joyce yesterday, and she told me, she says, Ted, you've got to give out your website more because basically you're not even talking about what you do or who you are. I've got a website, healthmasters.com, healthmasters.com, and I've got a newsletter that we send out every single week that you can sign up for absolutely free, and we'll go into detail of what Dave just said is how we're being dumbed down. We've got fluoride that's dumbing us down. We've got immunizations that's dumbing us down. We've got tricyclic antidepressants that are dumbing us down. you know, Dave and I basically share similar backgrounds. I was a former college professor in Tallahassee, and I taught college for 2 years up there back in the early 80s. And so what I love about Dave, and particularly this show he's doing with us this morning, and, of course, all of his shows are like this, and everybody needs to go to his website, is that he's articulate, he's clear, he's direct, he's succinct, and he's very, very open about what's going on. He's not trying to obfuscate anything. So I want everybody to start listening to his show on an ongoing basis and remember that he is one of the primary people in the United States right now, one of the key people that's actually trying to get the United States to wake up and to change. And now he's talking about a coup or a civil war in the United States with the military. And it says, Dave, is this why they're trying to disarm and to demonize the soldiers and to basically Baker Act them all and take their weapons away as far as the retirees?
Absolutely, no question. In fact, they're even beginning with the children. They're accepting the children to live in the police state. I've got an article up on my website this morning that basically says our children are being propagandized to accept the police state. They do these endless lockdown drills, shooter alert drills, and so forth. And you know what your odds are of being victimized by a terrorist? It's 1 in 20 million. You have a better chance of dying, 350 times better chance of dying, falling off the roof when you're putting on your Christmas lights. And we're not training children how to put up Christmas lights. We're training them how to engage in a police state mentality. We're here to protect you from the boogeyman that you'll probably never see in your life, never experience, never encounter. They do these bus relocation drills. I've had to quote my own son on this. You know, son, don't get on a bus that goes anywhere. You call me, I will come and get you.
That's right.
And you don't know where they're going to take him. And I'll tell you what I based this on. Back in September 23rd of 2011, the city of Denver engaged in what was called Operation Mountain Guardian. And Aaron Dykes did an excellent job covering this. And they took children without warning to parents from Denver public schools to where the Broncos played football at Sports Authority Field. And they initially had hired mock parent volunteers, some of which Aaron Dykes had interviewed on video. And then the parents started finding out what was going on, the real parents. And the real parents started calling the school and said, where's my kid? We got a dentist appointment. And they became livid when they were told that buses showed up under the control of FEMA and DHS and transported these kids to this location.
Well, you know what's interesting about that, because if your kids are being transported away from you, you're going to do whatever they tell you to get your kids back. And that's what this is all about as far as I'm concerned. Let me confirm something you just said, Dave. A few weeks ago here at Jewett Academy in Winter Haven, Florida, where we live, it's a magnet school. They had a full-blown lockdown in that school in which SWAT members came in with fully automatic M16 machine guns dressed in full riot gear, terrorized all the children to hide in the closets and hide under the desks. The parents were never notified there was going to be a drill taking place. This happened in my hometown just several weeks ago. You can look it up online. The parents went berserk. And I mean, it's like we're, the person who the principal is basically on suspension. And guys, listen to me. Everything Dave is telling you is true. Go ahead, Dave.
Well, I included that very incident in the article this morning.
Okay.
With a local.
That's my hometown.
Yeah, it's. Well, the other thing, you know, they're doing too, they had a drill in New Jersey where they had a drill where, I forget, they called them wacko Christians against whatever. And then they had another drill in the same state to where they're practicing against a terrorist attack being perpetrated by, of all people, homeschoolers and right-wing Christians who were denied their right to pray in school. So not only are kids being propagandized to accept the police state, they're being propagandized to vilify Christianity.
Well, no, you're absolutely right. And that's the sad part about it is, I mean, everybody has open game on Christians in the United States. I mean, anybody can say anything they want about Christianity, about Christians. You can't talk about Muslims or Hindus or Buddhists or Jewish folks. You can't talk about anybody but Christians. But Christians, we can basically eviscerate them, vilify them, destroy them, do anything we want to them. It's okay. It's not okay, friends. Listen to me. Dave's telling you the truth this morning. We come back from the bottom of the hour. If we go to break here, I want you to call him up. We have our phone lines are full, the whole thing, but we're going to go as quickly as we can through the phone lines. 855-995-6923. Now, Dave, what do you think is going to happen? Do you think the parents are going to stand in the aggregate against this, or do you think they're going to lay down like sheep and just let it all happen?
Right now, for the most part, they're acquiescing to authority, illegitimate authority. But as things worsen, they'll be where even the people who have pockets of distance will not.
GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother in his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Hey everyone, I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored it. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me, so I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert. You should be too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns80.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to the second hour of the Power Hour. I'm your host, Seth Rohrer. I'm here with Dave Hodges. The phone lines are completely locked down. I mean, we're in gridlock with telephone calls coming in for Dave. And, you know, let me share something with you guys listening for just a second. You know, I've been on a lot of big talk shows. I've been on with George Norrie with Coast to Coast. I have a regular appearance that we always do with Hagman and Hagman. I've done over 1,000 radio TV interviews. I've spoken to over 1 million people at live seminars. And, you know, in the last few years, whenever I do big shows, one of the common names that always comes up with the host, with the call-ins, is Dave Hodges. Dave Hodges is an individual with his website, thecommonsenseshow.com. It basically is an individual who's changing America, whether we want to be changed or not. He's informing America. He's telling us the truth. So this morning is your opportunity to speak to him, to ask him any question you would like. I have to ask you, please, to keep the question or comment very, very brief so Dave can answer the phone calls, because we have so many people waiting to speak to him. But before we go to the phones, Dave, did you have any final comments or thoughts before we go to the phones?
No, let's go right to the callers.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and go to Bob in Pennsylvania. Your question for Dave Hodges. Go ahead, Bob.
Awesome show.
Thank you.
I want to try to tie both of your guests together and what you said the last time. The Bible can only be understood if we understand the way it was written in the Greek and the Hebrew. So actually we need a Strong's Bible concordance to know and understand what actually was said.
Okay, what's your question, Bob?
All right. It's not a question. It's a statement. And,
okay.
And basically, I hope up people's minds with this statement. In the Bible, it says that Eve told God that the serpent beguiled her. One word, beguiled.
That's right.
Changes the whole meaning of that statement. The word in the Greek and the Hebrew means wholly seduced. So thusly, we have a liar, a cheat, and a seducer. After that, Cain was born. The Bible says that she gave birth to Abel. That one word in between meant she continued in birth. They were twins of different parents, good and evil. Cain killed Abel over the offering. This whole world is evil and good at the same time. The only thing that we can do to overcome this is to do what the Israelites did in the desert. The word manna means, what is it? It's the word of God. We need to eat the word of God on a daily basis.
Bob, I agree with you. Thank you so much for your call. Dave, what do you have to say about Bob's comment?
Well, ultimately, at the baseline level, he's correct. This is a fight between good and evil. In fact, I've actually done a paradigm shift with the Common Sense Show. Starting about a year and a half ago, I started writing a little bit more about spirituality.
Good.
For us to defeat the globalists, we need to employ spiritual means, because right now they control all the important power centers, and our rebellion led by the people will not be successful. It will be crushed instantly. But we have the ability through the power of prayer, the power of indifference, like Gandhi employed. We do have the ability on spiritual level here to fight back if we would just use those powers.
You know what's interesting? This morning I read a whole article that had been written by, well, it wasn't the whole article, it was part of an article that had been written by Paul McGuire. He said the exact same thing, that we have the ability to go into prayer and change these strongholds, and that these globalists who basically deal in evil, they know how to open up these portals and these strongholds, and that's how they've basically taken over the planet. Renee in North Carolina, go ahead.
Yes, I have a comment. You know, people talk about the elite masters a lot, and the Illuminati and the Rockefellers, but these are very few, basically often old men meeting in rose paneled rooms in New York and D.C. They are powerless masters without the people, the yes men, order followers in government and the corporations, millions of them, who are willing to sell out their fellow man by becoming overseers and house slaves who carry out the orders of these people. If these people would stop doing this, our masters would have no power to do this evil, because they don't do it themselves.
Excellent comment. Thank you, Renee. What do you think about that, Dave?
I agree. But we've seen the minion mentality throughout history. I mean, we had accountants and lawyers serve as Nazi death camp guards and put millions of Jews to death. So in terms of what Renee said, I agree in principle, but many people today are placed in positions where they can't refuse. Look, it's just senior grade military officer, if they don't embrace Obama's philosophy of government, they're gone. Their pension's gone.
But you're absolutely right. I've watched them fire hundreds of top generals and colonels and who knows how many captains and lieutenants that are gone. I mean, it's ridiculous what's going on in the military and how it's being purged for basically the King Obama to do the will of the globalists. David in Indianapolis, you've got a question, a comment for Dave Hodges.
Yeah, mostly is confirmation of repentance and turning away from our sinful ways, and then we can come to the Lord and ask him for his intervention. But I think, too, you're 100% right. It's not so much about the money. It's about the titles. And it's not so much about paying off the debt, but it's enslaving everyone forever in the lie that we are paying off the debt. That's too big to be repaid. The slavery is the only logical reasoning for this.
Thanks for calling, Dave. What do you think about that, Dave?
Well, I think he's right. You know, and to kind of dovetail his comment with Renee's, I have a good friend, Vance Davis, who was in the NSA, and he told me that his training in the NSA was that this is indeed a spiritual warfare that's going out in the cosmos. This is actually NSA training. And the reason that Vance deserted his post along with six other people became known as the Gulf Breeze 7, I believe they were called, is because they weren't going to serve Lucifer. See, the power is the same, but what you access when you use the power is different. Do you pray to Lucifer or do you pray to God? And that's ultimately what this comes down to. And this is a spiritual battle on this planet. But here's the problem with this philosophy, Ted. You know, I can talk about spirituality all day long, but there are times when we have to get down in the trenches and fight fire with fire. We got to get dirty because they're attacking us at the level of owning our homes, maintaining our bank accounts. So we have to use physical means to some degree to fight back. Now, ultimately, as I said, I agree with the spirit of what a lot of the callers said. We will win this battle ultimately because of the return of Jesus Christ. And we will win this battle because we employ spiritual means under the dominion of Jesus Christ.
No, I can't even agree with you any more than that, David. I mean, I read a book here. I was on a cruise a year and a half ago, and I actually picked up a book. It's called The Men Who Stare at Goats. And it was an interesting book because it was basically an expose, you know, expose on the CIA and basically using mind warfare and the power of thought to kill. Now, I know this sounds kind of strange to a lot of you that are listening, but Dave, I may or may not have read this book. And what they were actually able to do, one of the men who was able to actually invoke the power of Lucifer was actually able with his mind to actually stop the heart of a goat and kill it by mere thought. Now, I know that sounds strange to everybody listening to me, and you need to read the book, The Men Who Stare at Goats, and realize this power that Dave is talking about is very real. The power that Paul McGuire is talking about is very real. The power that Jesus talked about in the New Testament is very real. And Dave is absolutely correct. People are empowered by this Luciferian doctrine, and they don't even realize that they're pulling the same power out of the cosmos that can either be used for good or for evil. Where God tries to save lives and do good things with the power that he put here, Lucifer has basically changed that power and basically made it for evil. And so Dave is absolutely right again in that we have to get down in the trenches and we have to stand firm against what's going on. We've got to buy, you know, tangible assets. We've got to try to get our debt paid off. We've got to try to stand against what they're doing to us on the global level, in the corporate level, in the Bible level. In fact, I was talking to my wife last night. This is interesting when you think about what Jesus did. Jesus overturned the moneylenders' tables in the New Testament just shortly thereafter they had him crucified because they were the powers to be. And then he said it very succinctly, he said, the love of money, of greed, of power, of avarice, I guess you could extrapolate that if you wanted to with the Greek, is the root of all evil. And see, this is what it's all about. It's about the battle for men's souls now. It's not, has nothing to do with the assets, because like Dave said, they already have 10 times the world's total GDP and derivative debt. How in the world is that supposed to be paid for? It's impossible. Let's go to the next call. We've got Eric in New York. Go ahead, Eric.
Troops, but I just had to make a comment on what you were just talking about, and I wanted to kind of make the point that I'm hearing people say that there's the spiritual battle and then there's the physical realm, as if the two were somehow kind of separated, and I want to make the point that the two are absolutely as one. When you fight the battle in the physical realm, standing against tyranny, supporting the oppressed, standing, helping the needy, you are automatically fighting these spirits battle on the spiritual realm by your physical actions. It's not a one or the other, and that's going on there, but we do have to do stuff here as well. You do stuff here, you're doing stuff there. In other words, you fight the battle here on the physical realm against the demons that are in physical form, you're automatically fighting the spiritual battle. You don't even have to worry about transcending into some other dimension or atmosphere to try to make your to try to win the battle over evil. And
Eric, thank you so much. Go ahead, Dave. What do you think about Eric's comment?
Well, I look at Eric's paradigm a little differently. I mean, fundamentally we're the same, but I look at it like a Venn diagram. There's the spiritual, there's the physical, and there's the intersection of the two. When a man comes to my door to arrest me at 3 a.m., take me to a FEMA camp, and I'm there with a shotgun, that's clearly the physical realm. When I'm praying that this man never shows up at my door, and he doesn't, that's the spiritual realm. Mm-hmm. And I do think there are differences between the two.
I agree with you, Dave. I believe that we have the access to the spiritual realm, or the fourth dimension, as many like to call it, by the power of our words, by the power of thought, by the power of prayer. I've talked about this many times on the different levels of dimensions of the universe, that we basically are like a multi-level chess playing field, and these people that basically these demonic entities and these people who worship Lucifer, they basically have learned how to access the energy or the power of the universe for evil. And we can do the same thing for good if we access the same portals and the same prayers and the same things that Jesus taught us to do as far as basically bringing God into the mix.
Well, yeah, Ted, let me address that for a second. I have actually done a meta-analysis, an informal one, of the power of prayer. And by my count, and there's not enough to say this is statistically significant yet, but the trend curve is there. And that's the studies, scientific studies that have been done on the power of prayer. And what they've done is conducted these double-blind studies where people in one location will pray for people in a hospital in a different city, and all they have is their condition and their first name, and they never meet them. The people being prayed for don't know they're being prayed for. And then they choose a control group in another hospital with similar conditions, and these people are followed as to their longevity, you know, their life expectancy, and the people that are prayed for have a 60% higher survivability rate in terms of time frame. And basically, this has been done with, I believe, people that had congenital heart disease. So we have scientific evidence to show us the power of prayer does work.
Well, you're absolutely right again, and here's why I say that. We're in a holographic universe. We all know that now. Physics has proven that. We're basically thought energy beings, and we're all connected by there's no locality in with us as far as even with at the proton level. In other words, everything's everywhere at once. There's no such thing as time, according to most of the physicists now. And so when we pray, we actually connect ourselves into this realm of the unseen. That's why many times, how many of you listening right now have gone to call one of your friends, you pick up a telephone, it didn't even ring, and your friend is on the other line trying to call you. That's exactly what we're talking about, the forces that are unseen, the things of faith. And that's exactly right. And see, when we understand that about the power that we can release through prayer, through the dunamis, through the dynamite of prayer, then we begin to realize very, very quickly that we can change the very fabric of space-time by the words that we speak and by the words that we pray. Let's go back to the phone calls. We are swamped with phone calls. Jim in West Virginia, go ahead.
Am I there?
You're there, Jim. Go right ahead.
Okay.
Dave Holland.
I have two very fast, very sharp points.
Good.
The last time I checked funding with FDIC and the amount of deposits and ran a calculator, I can do that. It was 1/4 of one penny for every deposit. That's the same as insuring a $100,000 house for $250. Okay, point two, the second and third worst scams in U.S. history are the MERS scandal and the International Property Maintenance Code that gets no traction. It's been on the books for 14 years.
Okay, thank you, Jim, for call. Dave, are you familiar with the International Property Maintenance Code? I've not heard of that.
Yeah, I think I am, and I'll tell you how it's going to be used. The Agenda 21 people, and who told me about it? Rosa Corey and Deborah Tavares have talked about this. When Agenda 21 is fully implemented in your neighborhood, your local authorities have the ability to come to your house and say, you will make these improvements on your house to make it more energy efficient, and if you can't afford it, you lose your house.
Wow. Wow. Okay, let's go to Dave in Arkansas. We're almost to a break. Dave in Arkansas, make it quick.
Oh, yes. What do you think of veterans today's viewpoint that Obama, firing the military is a good thing because they think that Obama is going to put them in with good people? I think they're being deceived or they're the controlled opposition.
I don't know. Can you repeat what he said? He broke up a little bit on my end.
I'm sorry, Dave. He was talking about Obama and firing military personnel and how they thought that was going to be a good thing because they're being replaced with controlled opposition. Dave, could you repeat that question? I didn't quite understand what you were trying to say.
Well, I don't know. What do you think about veterans today? That's veterans today.
Veterans today, the blog, the website, Veterans Today.
Right.
Dave, what do you think about Veterans Today website?
They have some good work in there, and they've had work I've cited. But I'm not familiar they've taken the position that firing senior-level military officers is a good thing. It's a disastrous thing. And just as a historical precedent, Stalin almost lost World War II because he was so paranoid before the Germans attacked him that he had purged his military and had killed most of his senior-level officers. He didn't have leadership.
That's right.
And it was only through the determination of the Soviet people were they able to stand up and repulse the German attacks at the gates of Stalingrad and so forth. So when you look at history says you don't take apart your military leadership. That's insanity. And if anyone of veterans today is saying this is a good thing, I would fundamentally disagree with them.
I've read a few of the articles on Veterans Today, David. I've never read any of that from them. In fact, just the opposite of what I've read. Just the opposite. Okay, let's go ahead. We've got Phil in Florida. Go ahead, Phil.
Hello?
Yes, Phil, go ahead. You got one minute till break. Go ahead.
Yes, my concern is that we have focus on Obama, purging military. I'm a long-time listener to the Power Hour. I really believe the problem we have here, whether it's intended or not, is fostering in this left-right divide. I'd like to see that these conversations begin with the 9/11 coup and how Bush and Cheney also purged the military for the fellas that wouldn't go along with their illegal wars and they wouldn't go along with Cheney's desire to attack Iran. And also the tyrannical police state legislation that came after 9/11 there. I think it would serve America and we the people a lot more, and maybe start with you guys, to go from 9/11 up to date and not just make it about Obama. Because
hang on one second, Phil. We're going to address your question when we come back from this break. Everybody stay tuned for the final segment with Dave Hodges.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
Are you telling me to take cover?
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
The CDC just announced flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order, or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, again in the second hour with the one and only Dave Hodges, college professor, talk show pioneer, name it, he's pretty much done it. I want everybody to go to his website. We are being deluged with phone calls at our switchboard asking for Dave's website. I'm going to repeat it several times, thecommonsenseshow.com. I want everyone to basically listen to the show. Dave, when does the show come on live?
You're talking about my show?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It comes on Sunday evenings from 9 p.m. to midnight, and that's in the central time zone. Mm-hmm. And the best way to listen right now, and I'll post more listening instructions later today, but you can go to a button called Listen to Dave, and it's in the upper right-hand corner of my website. Click that on, and you'll arrive at our broadcast. And we cover a lot of critical issues. I've been focused a lot on getting kids back for moms whose kids have been stolen by CPS for illegitimate reasons. And, you know, we're all over the map. And we do a lot of the things that Joyce is trying to do with her show, what Alex is doing with his. And hopefully our collective voices will make a difference.
Again, that's thecommonsenseshow.com. One more time, thecommonsenseshow, thecommonsenseshow.com with Dave Hodges. Is there a button where they can listen any time of the day to hear the last broadcast?
I've got shows posted under a subtitle on the website called Show Archives.
Okay.
And I did an interview with Ruby Dillon Sunday evening. And that interview is posted live. Actually, you can get to it on my front page, too. It's a one-hour recording of how Ruby's daughter was stolen from her by Orange County CPS, and they know the child's being sex trafficked, sexually abused, and they're doing nothing about it.
Incredible. Dave Hodges, thecommonsenseshow.com. I want everybody to support him. He has branched out on his own with his own broadcast network, apparently now off his website, which seems to be doing extremely well. I want everybody to support him. I want everybody to listen to his show. The two shows that I've told you to listen to on an ongoing basis now are Hagman and Hagman, which I'm a frequent guest on that show, and Dave Hodges' show. If you're going to get cutting-edge news, if you're going to hear the truth, you better listen to these two guys. Let's go ahead. We won't have time to finish all the phone calls, but I won't be able to go back to Phil. But Phil made a comment to you and to I, Dave, about partisan politics, I guess is what he was saying, that we need to start back with 9/11 and realize that the Republican Party was neck deep in all of this. It's not just Obama, that the globalists have taken over both parties. There is no differentiation now. And so we're not just fighting Republicans or Obama. We're fighting basically the entire establishment, which seems to have taken control of the entire country and nonetheless trying to take control of the world. What do you think of that?
I totally agree. Could not agree more. In fact, I'll go one step further. The apparatus, the establishment's apparatus, has also established a divide-and-conquer policy. It's gay versus straight, legal versus illegal, black versus white, citizens versus cops. And if they keep us distracted on these intramural issues, we really miss the big picture of what's happening to us.
That's right. Phil, you're absolutely right from Florida. Justin, you'll be the final phone call. For all of those you've tried to call in and you're on hold, I'm sorry, I won't be able to take your phone call this morning. Justin in Iowa, our last call. Go ahead.
Yes, I have a couple comments and a quick question. I'm going to read something out of a book called by Robert Kiyosaki.
It's got to be real quick. You got like 10 seconds.
Okay. He's got a question here that says, what's the difference between a banker and Jesse James? The answer there is Jesse James robbed the banks from the outside, and the bankers robbed them from the inside.
Justin, thank you so much. What do you think about that? I think you're absolutely right.
I think that's a great, great quote to end on. That's a tremendous quote.
Well, no, and we need to realize, Dave, we got a few seconds here left. What are your any closing comments for the listeners this morning?
Well, you need to tell your friends, tell your neighbors about what's going on. And the advice I give to people, when you're trying to educate people, don't lecture them. Start with an area of concern they have in their life and bridge it into, hey, this is what's happening to everybody. Maybe you should pay attention to this show, that show, read this article, and ease people into it. Because I find from the time that people are exposed to the New World Order, it's been about 2 years to really kind of get the grasp of what it's all about.
Dave, thank you so much for being my guest this morning on the Power Hour. Guys, again, thecommonsenseshow.com. Go to his website.